Okay, we're starting now to packet Yud Beis. And this is regarding another aspect of Erev Shabbos. You know, and after we finish Erev Shabbos, we'll get to Shabbos. We'll get to Kiddush. But we're still working on Erev Shabbos. Okay? So, the first page here is from the Eliyahu Rabbah. Eliyahu Rabbah on page 2 says over here, Kosu b'sifrei Musar, Yahar b'tshuva, v'fashpesh b'masav b'chol Erev Shabbos. So the fascinating thing that the Eliyahu Rabbah quotes, that one should do tshuva on Erev Shabbos. It's a time for tshuva. We saw yesterday that Shabbos is compared to Yom Kippur, so Erev Shabbos is like Erev Yom Kippur. But the question is, where does this come from? So then we have to look into other Makoros to see the concept of Yifashbech Masav. On Yifashbim Shemasav on Erev Shabbos. What is this idea that Erev Shabbos is a time for Erev Shabbos is a time for tshuva? Where does that come from? And the Prima Gadim also quotes it here on page 3. If you look in the Prima Gadim, he writes, Kol Erev Shabbos Yahar B'tshuva. Right, so he brings that down as well. This idea of Erev Shabbos, you know, one could say that, you know, Shabbos, you're greeting the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Shechina comes. So maybe the idea to do tshuva in order to be roy to become a Pnei HaShechina. But we'll see. It doesn't say, the Eliyahu Rabbah doesn't say Beferish what where this comes from. But and in the Be'er Heitev as well here on page 5, he says on the second line in the Be'er Heitev, he says V'yachzor b'tshuva b'chol Erev Shabbos ki dome l'olam haba mishatarach b'Erev Shabbos. Oh, so it's a similar idea that Shabbos is mayin olam haba. So mish, you know, the famous Chazal, mishatarach b'Erev Shabbos yolchol b'Shabbos, that if you make tircha on Erev Shabbos, then you'll have what to eat on Shabbos. So the same idea. If you Shabbos may olam haba, so we have to prepare for olam haba on Erev Shabbos, besides the physical things of cooking and bathing and things like that. But it's a fascinating idea. You never feel people focus on this. Of dafka, you know, olam haba, you know, because usually Erev Shabbos is such a time where so many people are just busy and they're, you know, they're just in a rush mode. You know, you don't see people, you know, definitely being Mahar B'tshuva, you know, in Erev Shabbos. But he says, Yachzor B'tshuva b'chol Erev Shabbos, ki dome, the Be'er Heitev says, ki dome l'olam haba. And misha tarach b'Erev Shabbos, that's in the chule, Mishatarach b'Erev Shabbos yochel b'Shabbos. That's the phrase. That if you batriach on Erev Shabbos, literally you'll eat on Shabbos. But it's a time for tshuva. So, besides the regular ideas of cooking and things like that. So in the Agra the Kala, is the Bnei Yisoschar. And it's a Sefer Chumash. So he has a piece on this topic in Bamidbar. So let's take a look to see what he says. On page 9. Vayomer od hinei amru chazal elo ilo yishu yodim umas ha'olam kama ol mod yofa lahem shebitchila shehaya ha'kol yotze hayu nitzrozim mitoch pinchoteim. See, look at the beer at the bottom. Peyush ha'befoshim shekol gadol lishma the from the oil of moy, there was a loud voice coming out. In other words, the Ubas Olam could hear. It was a scary noise. They were so trembling that like feces would come out from them. They were so trembling. That's it's a Medrash Rabbah. Vayikra Rabbah. Ilu ha yoyodim Ubas Olam kama ol moy yafel lahem shemit. Shemitchil kshayu hakol yotze hayu mitzrazim mitoch pin koteim vashenkin kshenivda ol moed hayu hakol misnansim b'kol. In other words, before there was an oil moed, there would be a loud voice coming out from that area. Once the oil moed was built, vashenkin kshenivda ol moed hayu hakol misnansim. Something more. Let's see. Nemam ponim uponim kshayila beish. The kachomer klal prad b'midbar sina b'al moed. Ein b'chalal el mashe prad a prak ol moed daika. In other words, so once they had the voice was contained when they put up the oil, moed. So then the ubas olam couldn't hear the sounds anymore. Because they would hear the sounds, they were tittering. The umas oil. Pashekin hazman nichta be'echad l'chodesh hasheni prad shan hashish klal nasek klal mosiv ala prad leido l'odil l'vada at haga zman ba'olam opi mashkos v'chach me'emes zmanim ha'musugolim b'yosu l'tshuva mishar hazmanim ha'musof ezed zman hanoar. He says, whenever you're at the end of a time frame, a month, a year, the very end is the time that's mesugol for tshuva. Dainu zman mincha is the end of the day. The tusa erev du sof hayom. Erev Shabbos is the end of the week. Erev Rosh Chodesh is the end of the month. Right, erev Rosh Hashanah. It's the end of the year. Hey, Tovin, the Disponin, the Gmosim, the Shmitin, the Yovos. Hey, Disponin, Hadug, the Sof Elof, Hashishi, Hashiagi, Zman Elof, Hashivi, Shabbos Lashem. He named Zman, who Nivra, Kimob, Kol, Hanivraim, who bore Hashem his brothers as Zman, Sheshus, Alofim, Vyom Hashvi, Kodesh, Loyatsev, Loyachasin, Sokhov, at Ner Kodesh Lashem, Koladvim, Yashuv, Korm. So he says an idea that at the end of a zman is always a time for tshuva. Whatever the zman is, the end of the week, the end of the year. He says, "Hinei zman halaz old kol yimei olam mizgala Hazman ubo mimokom elyon laolam hazeh v'chaka chozer lenartiko v'tovin ha'inin kifi kabbalas chachmei ha'emes hu ba'ofen zeh k'eshem izgala zman yom echad b'shavu l'tosi erev chozer hayom laolam ha'elyon izgala hayom ha'sheni ha'kloz yimei ha'shavua. So every day there's an end of the day. Sheishtam yimei ha'shavu izgala ha'oras ha'shabas. As Elias Alomus and Misalam, Sheshish Yimeachol, Asher Nistachu Malom, and Kolecha Bismano, Misalam Az Laor Elion, Yosef Nifla Be'erach, Vechenu Beshavua, Shnia, Ad Sheishtalmu Yimech HaChodesh, As Misalam Koyime HaChodesh Lamokav Elion. In other words, whenever you finish something, the thing you finish completes now goes up to Shemayim. This is what we accomplished today. And this is what we accomplished in the week. This is what we accomplished in the month. This is what he accomplished in the year. Then it sort of like goes up to Shemayim, that framework, that time. Fas v'salam kol yimei ha'chodesh l'mokom elyon yosef, v'chenu b'chol chodesh eshet, tishalem hashana b'chol chelkei yomim v'chodoshim, v'as tisal hashana l'mokom elyon yosef, v'chenu b'shmitos ad shnas ha'yovel, yisal ha'shmitos, like every Shemitah cycle, every 7 years. So we're going to have 6,000 years of creation, and before the Elif HaShvi, Yashuv Kol Haim Shol Shom Koma Machzor L'Mokom Shemenu Kutzvu Kol Cholak Yazman. So he says that's what he writes here at the bottom of the page. From the Shalah, he says, "Arba chalukei kaparak." The four zmanim of tshuva, chol yom leis erev. It's something we never think about. Like the end of the day, this day is now coming to an end, so you should do tshuva at the end of the day. Erev Shabbos, this is the end of the week. Erev Rosh Chodesh, the end of the month.
As Mincha says. Is the most eight rods out of the three tefillas.
Right, and then Yom Chachuva Gorol is Yom HaKippurim. So that's the every Erev Shabbos is his man for tshuva. People never think of it in that way.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
So what was the connection between the sound of the Ol Moed and the end of the Zman, the end of the Ol Zmanim?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. So let's see. What was the connection? Let's see. Prat Hashana Hashen is klal. Nasa klal mosif ala prat. Lido modil one of the hundreds of man ba'olam. See, it said the Vedras says first it was ba'ol moed. Midbar Sinai ba'ol moed. So Midbar is a general place. Ol moed is a specific place. So now the call only went to Ol Moed. Ein b'klal Ol Mashe b'Prat. It wasn't the whole Midbar. It was only Ol Moed. So when it comes to the Makom, it said in the beginning of Chumash b'Midbar, it speaks about b'Midbar Sinai b'Ol Moed. First something general, klal, and then b'Ol Moed Prat. So ein b'klal Ol Mashe b'Prat. But when it came to the Zman, it said v'echad l'chodesh hasheni. Bashan Hashenis. So first it's spoken about something very specific, Echad B'chodesh Hashenis. Then it says Bashana Hashenis, more general. Nasa Klal Mosif Ala Prat. Eidol Odil Ibada Had Hagas Azman Ba'olam. So then, but he says, when it comes to Zmanim, the Torah spoke about the Be'echad L'chodesh HaSheni, then Bashana HaSheinis. It expands. So what's the idea? Because we start with a day, and then that day then goes to, up to Shemayim. It expands. When Zman, it expands. Like just like the Pasuk says. In other words, so what he's trying to say is the Torah articulates itself differently when it comes to Mokom than in Zman. Mokom, it starts. Bamidbar, it starts to be broad, and then Ba'ol Moed, Mitzumtzum. But the Zman is Fakert. It says, Bashana HaChodesh, Be'echo LaChodesh HaSheni, Bashana HaShenis. First it starts Ba'chod, then expands. So he says, Zman old kol yimei olam misgala hazman uba mimokum elyon olam hazeh v'chaka chozer l'atiko k'shem misgala zman zeh yom echad meshavu itosi erev chozer hayom olam elyon. So what happens is the zman comes down, and then after the zman is over, it goes up. And the same thing about the week. We did our week, and now it goes to Shemayim. And we did our month, now it goes to Shemayim. It goes to a higher place. So I guess it's more expansive when it goes to a higher place. And therefore, at the end of every Zman, it's time for Tshuva. So every Erev Shabbos, so that's the Pshat. The Eliyahu Rabbi says, Yifash Beish B'masav. Every Erev Shabbos is a Zman Tshuva. That's interesting. I wonder, Rav Meir, that I remember when I used to daven by Rav Moshe Bikzatzal, so he davened for the Omud. Minchon Erev Shabbos, he davened for the Omud. So I never understood what's the idea. So now it makes very sense. Because he was Mesorah of the people. So on Minchon Erev Shabbos, was the end of the week. So it makes some sense that the Chashav Arav should daven for the Omud Minchan Erev Shabbos. Because that's the end of the week. That's his Zman Tshuva. And then he would clap his hands when he would say V'tzadkenu B'mishpat. So V'tzadkenu B'mishpat. He would clap his hands. Oy, you know, he would give a krechs. V'tzadkenu B'mishpat. So it makes sense. Because the end of the week, now, I never understood it till just now. I never understood it. That the end of the every unit of time, the end of that unit. So and it's brought down specially about, like Ezra Hess just said, you know, Erev Shabbos, Mincha time is Eis Ratzon. So the same thing. Yeah, right. Eliyahu was Nene, Betfilas Mincha. So Erev Shabbos is a. So this, you know, gives us another perspective of Erev Shabbos being because it's the end of the week, just like the end of a day, the end of a month, the end of a year. Maybe that explains now. Now another thing I just thought about: why we have so much we have so many slichas on Erev Rosh Hashanah, because Erev Rosh Hashanah is the end of the year. So that's the same concept. Whenever the end of a unit. That last day, or that last, if we're talking about a day, it's the mincha time. If we're talking about a month, it's like someone just mentioned, Yom Kippur Katan, it's the end of the.
Does it apply to a person's birthday?
What?
Does it apply to a person's birthday?
In other words, so mean what? The. the day of,
every year. I don't know.
Every year, the end. I mean, the last day of the last day of the. You mean the day before your birthday?
Right.
The day before your birthday. I mean, Lubavitcher Rebbe, he did a lot of. He used to write a lot about the birthdays. Rav Tzinner wrote a sefer on that. Rav Tzinner wrote.
The minhag by Rav Moshe was that we called him up every year on his birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? When was his birthday?
Other. Is it not another?
Yeah. Could be maybe that Mincha Ketana is Chodesh to Mincha
Gedolah. Oh, right. So that's another idea. We know that Rav Ezra Hess just said that we know that it's better to daven Mincha Ketana than Mincha Gedolah. That's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So it's another idea that it's more of Zman Tshuva, it's Ratzon. So there's a lot of different things that we never think about. I mean, who thinks about, you know, Tshuva for... Who thinks about tshuva on Erev Shabbos? You're so busy just getting Shabbos in order, you know.
Well, you go to the mikveh.
Yeah, you go to the mikveh, right? So it all has to do with inyanei tshuva. That's what it says. The Eliyahu Rabbi says yifashresh b'masav on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is meant to. Yifashresh b'masav. It's a fascinating idea. Then he has here the Sefer Or L'Shamayim.
We don't know who the Chachmei HaEmes is, right?
In the Agra Dekala.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pima Shekosev Chachmei HaEmes. Yeah. I don't know. Well, he writes here. In footnote Dalet. He writes, Shorosh HaDvarim B'Sefer Pardes Rimonim, Moshe Kornavira, and the Shalah, the Pardes Rimonim L'Ramak, he quotes, on the footnote here. Well, by Moshe Kornavira.
He wrote
the Tomer Devorah.
When he wrote the Smiris, no?
Yeah.
Kari Vine, I think.
Yeah. So, Ms. Dhamma, that's what he's pointing out here. And then, Sefer Or L'Shamayim here, he writes, yeah, there's a famous Zvort. The word is brought in the Noam Elimelech in Parshas Behar. Yeah. It says that the Sivisius Rechotzi, where the Pasuk says, Chitomar Manochal Bashana Hashvis. Hey, Lonizra of Lonesa is to a saint. So the Noam Elimelech quotes from his brother. He says, Mehechi Tasi, the Torah speaks about it sounds like a toisus. If you're going to say this, then the Chumash doesn't speak that way. Chitzomar, you know. Chumash speaks in you know, statements, not a pilpul. Chitzomar, man, ochal. If you're going to ask how you're going to have food for the Shemitah year, so don't worry. So the famous word that the Noam Elimelech says is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Shefa Bracha. But if you question it, then you stop the Shefa Bracha from happening because you're doubting it. V'chisomar manochal, you're doubting. So then the tzivisias brachosi means Hashem has to press the button again to keep it going. So he says like this: Hinei hashpos habor baruchu holeches b'chol eitz b'chol rega b'li hefsek. The hashpos of Hakadosh Baruch Hu are k'mayin hanoveya. This is Rav Meir Halevi of Akta. K'mayin hanoveya. Zula simchaser shalom adam gorim b'masav osa masach umavdil ven. Unless a person does something to stop the hashpo. Kasher shemati mipek kodesh harav haloki moreinu zatzal mirimenov. Pira pasuk vayivkach elokim esenel vater be'er mayim chayim. Shaber mayim chayim hayamuchon kvar lefaneha. Zula shahaisa tzricha b'kichas enayim lerosa. Mkhein or shal maisem reishis agonaz agonaz mokla tzadikim. Kresa omen chayim kol eis. But Hashem stopped it, so the Rishayim shouldn't have it. So he says, Hatzadik nikra yom hashishi. Vishon hashishis. The tzadik is called yom hashishi. Well, it makes sense that in the Hasidic shtibels, where they give the ikra aliyah is what? Hashishi. Is that, that's the meat of yisoid, tzadik yisoid oilam. Right? That's brought down.
Is that the reason?
Yeah. They say it's a story that that Rav Huttner was in a shtiebel and they wanted to give him shlishi. So he said, no, here I get shishi.
He was a little fat, no?
Yeah, but he realized that in... Rav Huttner, you should know, wore a spodek, you know that.
Why?
I saw him. I saw Rav Huttner with a spodek. You know, spodek is the tall, strong one. Yeah, Rav Huttner wore a spodek. I saw Rav Huttner. And then Rav Freifeld also, coming from, also wore a spodek. So he says, a tzaddik is called Yom HaShishi. Ki kemosh Yom HaShishi shehu kol al kol vav yimei ha-maisa. Vav ha-eis l'sakin kol ha-vav yomim. Because Shemadi B'Shem Rabbeinu Alkim Elim Rav Meli Melech, Sheer Shabbos Kodesh Ubichinas Erev Yom Kippur. Oh, see, right before. That Erev Shabbos is like Erev Yom Kippur, Kamokin a Tzadik Kol Al Hakol, Gamzos Nikra Tzadik Shona Hashishit, Ski a Tzadik Ubichinas Vav, Shemoshechas Od Vav, Tugmas Delisha Shoe Vimayin Tzorch Od Chevel Habshichol Amala. Gamzivisias Bechosi Lachem Bashona. So that's, we saw that yesterday, the idea of that the correlation between Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Kippur. That's why we saw yesterday that what some have a minhag dafka to eat basar on Friday. Because just like an Erev Yom Kippur, there's this man of achila. So, you look, you don't see this in the Nigla Svarm. Right? Who did we see it, Ezra, that said that to eat Dafka Basar on Yom Shishi because on Erev Shabbos is kind of parallel to Erev Yom Kippur?
Mishmer Shalom,
okay. Mishmer Shalom, the Koidenover. Yeah. Right, so it's so interesting that some say dafki you shouldn't eat meat on Friday. Some say dafki you should eat meat. Because every tzivisias brachos lechem hashal shishis peyush shabikas Hashem yushba haydei hatzadik. The tzivisias brachos lechem hashal shishis means that the brachos Hashem is going to come through the tzadik. So that's another concept of of the hashpah of the tzaddik of Yom Shishi. But Yom Shishi is his man of tshuva. So it's interesting that we have all these concepts of what Friday is. It's Hachana Shabbos, Mishnah Torah B'Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos. But the thing that we saw yesterday was very important, is that the Shabbos is a Zman Menucha doesn't mean that you're supposed to be sleepy on Shabbos. When Shabbos comes, you're supposed to be, that was the idea that we saw yesterday, you should take a nap on Erev Shabbos so you could be awake to be Mekabel the Shechina, right? On Shabbos. It shouldn't be that when, like most of us, when Shabbos comes, like you know, we crash, right? Because the adrenaline is pumping the whole, because you're active, you're going here. Once you come, you know, it's Friday night and everything's stopped, you're not going anywhere. It all catches up on you. But really, that's not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be that by Friday night you're awake. To be mekabel the Shechina.
Rabbi, yeah. Question, please.
Yeah.
The Zman of Tshuva should be Friday morning instead of Friday afternoon, because Friday afternoon we don't say Tachnon.
Right, so what are you saying there for what?
And when is the best time to do the Tshuva?
When is the best time to do the Tshuva?
Because Tachnon, we don't say Tachnon Friday afternoon.
So therefore what?
I'll say it every morning.
Right, and therefore what are you trying to prove from that?
It's not the right time to do it Friday afternoon. You should do it early morning while you can still say Tachnon. No?
Are you saying Tachanun is Ma'or for Tshuva, you're saying?
Yeah.
Tachanun is Ma'or for Tshuva. Rachel Chanun Chatosu. Right. Tachanun is Ma'or for Tshuva. So maybe the Iker Tshuva. So in other words, what Rav Katan is saying is that we say that Shabbos, Erev Shabbos is the man of Tshuva. Maybe the Iker Tshuva should be in the morning. Because that's what we're saying, Tachanun. Okay, that's an interesting idea. That is a very interesting idea, Harav. I like what you're saying.
Rabbi, is he saying that it's a zman that's mesugal to me, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel tshuva?
If you say that Shabbos is Me'olam HaLamah, and Misha Torach Ve'erev Shabbos Yochel B'Shabbos, so it means from our perspective it's something that we should be doing. Versteitzach, if we should be doing it, then Hashem, you know, in other words, you're saying, is it like Dishu Hashem B'Matzo, that there's certain times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to us? Or he's not necessarily saying that, but he's saying that since Shabbos is his man, Me'ol Malam Abba, so then Misha Tarach Merav Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos. Who quoted that here? We saw the Misha Tarach Merav Shabbos. Who do we say saw that? That was in the Berhetik, right? In the Berhetik. The Dumbel Olam Abba, Mishnah Torah Be'er Shabbos, on page 5, that was the Berhetik. So you have the Elul Rabba, the Berhetik, and then you have this the whole concept of what the Agra Lakala says, and the Shalah. It's interesting because when Shulah is saying the four times to do tshuva, he says b'chol yom le'is erev, then he says b'erev Shabbos, but he doesn't say erev Shabbos late in the day. Because every day mincha time is a zman tshuva, and then he says erev Shabbos, but erev Rosh Chodesh. So maybe you're right. Maybe erev Shabbos is. Means maybe more so in the morning. Okay, maybe. So that's but this is gives us another totally another perspective on Erev Shabbos. Okay. Now in the Sefer Tameh HaMinhagim, he has a whole bunch of minhagim about Erev Shabbos, and we'll go through them. We'll maybe do one now, and we'll leave this on for tomorrow and next week. So let's see the different minhagim here. Take a look on page 15. Tam haminig reish mem dalad. He says, Tam haminig b'chol Yisrael afos l'chomim l'chov Shabbos. He says, it's a minig that to make challah l'chov Shabbos. K'day sh'titol ha'isha challah sh'ev Shabbos nivra odom harishon. Odom harishon was born on Friday, Shahaya Chalosso Shal Olam. Vikilkala Chalosso Shal Olam. And she, you know, made him sin. So the man was named Chalosso Shal Olam. She was Mekalkal, Kachal Kachas Chalal Sakin is there. So she, the woman has the Chiv to. So Dafka on Friday, he's saying, to take Chalah. So there's Alpi the Magen Avraham, Alpi Nigla, it's more about that you should have Pas Yisrael for Shabbos. So therefore you're baking, so you should have Pas Yisrael for covered Shabbos. That's the, but Alpi, more Alpi Nister, so this idea that that Adam Rishon was called Chaloso Shalolam, and Chava, you know, got him to eat from the Eitz Hadas, so she is mekalkel him. So that's the minhag, he says. Then he says, "I ain't mogen Avraham." So Reish Mem Beis. Sivkot and Dalad, okay, we discussed. And then Reish Mem Hei, Tam Shenogim Erev Shabbos Lishmos Halechem Amotzi B'Yadayim. This we talked about, right? That when you botzeya on bread on Erev Shabbos, you don't do it with a knife or with your hands. We said, because why? Because it says Poseach is Yadecha. So Poseach, the end of the Poseach is the Ches, Yadecha is the Chof, Es is the Tof, Chatach. If you cut it with a knife, then masbil chol chayrat, so then you'll get the bracha that you'll be full. But we don't want that bracha for Friday, because on Friday we want to not get full, so we could eat on Shabbos. So daf gets brought down, and here he quotes it that where we saw the Likutei Mariach, that if a person has a challah roll on Friday, you should take it with your hands, not with a knife on Friday, because. Because Poseach is Yadecha, it's Chatach, the last three, the end of Poseach is the Ches, Yadecha is the Chof, Es is the Tof, so Chatach, if you have Chatach, there must be L'chol Chai Ratzon, but not on. So he says like this, Tom Shonogim Erev Shabbos L'Shabbos HaMotzi B'Yadayim. So we said this reason of, he's going to say, that's going to be in the next piece, he's going to say that. Hey, look, But he says, but in Reish Mem Hei, what does he say? That he says, Yom Vav Hu Yom Neged Yisod Yosef. V'Yosef Ksiv V'Shever Hashem Heim Shovrim. The Sheva Shehim Shovim. And the other thing about the Chatach is really from Pinchas Bikoritz. But the Tabi Mikhag says that it's connected. He sold Yosef. He sold is the sixth of the of the different what do you call them? You know, the soul.
Piros.
What?
Piros.
What did you say?
Piros.
Spheres, right.
Maybe we have to tell the people to make a bris or a pidyon abet. They always cut a big challah on Friday.
Yeah, right. That's an interesting point. In other words, you make a bris, and would this apply? Right. And then the next thing, Reish Mem Vav, is he quotes from the Chatach thing. Of the Pinchas Mikoritz. But he's saying that when you make a pinyon a bed on a Friday, and you have nice challah, so would there be an inyan to what Rav Meir is saying, that maybe you should machpin on that also, not to, usually, see, during the week we have a piece of bread, so you don't necessarily machpin to take a knife. But when you have a challah roll, to take a knife. But he's saying maybe taka, when you have a pidyon haben or a bris on a Friday, so you shouldn't take a knife.
Excuse me.
Are we going to make a bagel sandwich?
Yeah.
Maybe the other way around. Maybe Friday morning is too far away to Shabbos.
Oh.
So that we get is not going to affect the Friday night. But Friday noon and on, that's when we don't cut. Maybe.
Okay, yeah, so he's saying an interesting idea. Maybe that you can say such a thing. You hear what he said, Rav Meir? Maybe. You could say that in the morning, even if you get full, that's not going to affect you for the night. Okay. Maybe it's only if you're eating in the afternoon, you shouldn't. Okay, we're going to stop here for now. Okay, so we have still more minhagim to do. We'll continue Bezer Hashem tomorrow. Bezer Hashem, and tomorrow's Thursday, so we have Chumash here tomorrow. Okay, so let me say hello to everybody. Yona Moisey, and Yosef Katan, and Nathan Bauer, and Ilan Sasson, and Roy Hertzfeld, and Yitzchak Carroll, and Michael Manlolo, and Meir Kesselman, and Yehuda Shitris, and Ezra Hagler, and Moshe Carroll, and Daniel Albert, and Avishai Samoa, and Avram Levin. I saw Avram Levin, and Yosef Katan, Yair Noller, Rav Tzvi Harari. Did I miss anybody? Okay, so Bez Hashem tomorrow, we see after the Shemaya, we'll continue.
About the Spadek, you see, I think Rav Kook also.